Welcome to episode 1396 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After our two-week Easter special, The Centurion's Witness, we return this week to our months-long deep dive into those 10 guidelines, captured in what we call the 10 Commandments, in Exodus 20. Today, we turn to the 7th commandment.
You shall not commit adultery.
At first glance, this commandment may seem narrow, focused on a specific behavior, a particular kind of relationship, a line not to cross. But like all the commandments, it reaches much deeper. This is not just about avoiding an act. It is about protecting a reality called faithfulness. When we hear the word adultery, we often think of scandal, a moment, a decision, a breach. But Scripture frames it differently. Adultery is not primarily about sex. It is about covenant betrayal. It is the breaking of trust in a relationship built on promise, exclusivity, and mutual giving. Marriage, in the biblical vision, is not a casual arrangement. It is a covenant, a binding, public, relational commitment that says, "I am yours and you are mine." Adultery fractures that declaration. It takes what was meant to be whole and introduces division. And division, when it enters covenant, spreads. Quietly at first, then visibly, then painfully. What begins as a private fracture becomes a relational fault line. Why does God include this commandment among the 10? Because human flourishing depends on trust. Without trust, relationships become fragile. Without trust, families become unstable. Without trust, communities become suspicious. Faithfulness is the foundation of trust. And the 7th commandment exists to protect that foundation. This is not about restricting joy. It is about preserving it. Because joy cannot survive where trust is repeatedly broken, where promises lose their meaning, and where vulnerability is met with betrayal instead of care. To understand this commandment, we must go back to the beginning. In Genesis 2:24, we read,
"A man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they shall become one flesh."
One flesh. Not just physical union. Relational union, emotional union, covenantal union. This is not casual closeness. It is comprehensive connection. And it is meant to be exclusive. Faithfulness is not a restriction placed on an otherwise free relationship. It is the condition that makes deep connection possible. Without exclusivity, intimacy cannot deepen. Without commitment, vulnerability cannot feel safe. Modern culture often frames faithfulness as limitation. Why restrict desire? Why commit to one person? Why not follow what feels right? But this view misunderstands freedom. True freedom is not the absence of boundaries. It is the presence of stability. A river without banks does not become more free. It becomes a flood, destructive, directionless, overwhelming. Faithfulness provides the banks that allow love to deepen rather than disperse. Without boundaries, relationships become shallow, constantly resetting, never rooting. With commitment, they become profound, capable of weathering seasons, growing stronger through time. Scripture does not minimize the consequences of adultery. Consider David in 2 Samuel 11. A moment of desire leads to deception. Deception leads to manipulation. Manipulation leads to violence. What begins privately becomes publicly destructive. Adultery is rarely isolated. It ripples outward, affecting spouses, children, communities, and even generations. Trust, once broken, leaves echoes. It changes how people relate, how they guard themselves, how they risk again, or refuse to. The 7th commandment is not arbitrary. It is protective. It guards not only individuals, but entire relational ecosystems. Adultery rarely begins with a single decision. It begins with small shifts, a glance that lingers, a conversation that crosses boundaries, a justification that minimizes risk, a quiet belief that this doesn't matter. Faithfulness is not forged in crisis. It is cultivated in daily choices. Integrity in the hidden moments strengthens trust in the visible ones. Joseph, in Genesis 39, models this. When tempted, he does not simply say, "I might get caught." He says, "How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" His faithfulness is rooted not in fear, but in reverence. He understands faithfulness is not only about a person. It is about a relationship with God that shapes every other relationship. It is important to say this clearly. Desire is not the enemy. God created desire. Attraction, longing, connection. These are part of being human. The issue is not that we desire. The issue is how desire is directed. Unformed desire seeks satisfaction without commitment. Formed desire seeks connection within covenant. Unformed desire asks, what do I want right now? Formed desire asks, what builds something lasting? The seventh commandment is not about suppressing desire. It is about shaping it. Because unshaped desire destabilizes. But disciplined desire strengthens, anchors, and builds. Throughout scripture, God describes his relationship with his people in covenantal terms, often using the language of marriage. In Hosea, Israel's idolatry is described as adultery. Because unfaithfulness is not just breaking a rule, it is breaking a relationship. God is faithful, steadfast, committed, loyal. Even when his people wander, he pursues. Even when they betray, he calls them back. The seventh commandment invites us to reflect that same character in our relationships. Faithfulness is not merely moral, it is theological, a lived expression of who God is. In Matthew 5, Jesus says,
anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
He moves the conversation from behavior to intention, from action to imagination, because faithfulness begins long before a decision. It begins in the heart, in what we allow ourselves to dwell on, in what we rehearse internally, in what we normalize in our thoughts. Jesus is not adding burden. He is revealing depth, showing that flourishing requires internal alignment, not just external restraint. Because eventually, what fills the heart shapes the life. Human flourishing is not built on momentary pleasure, but on sustained trust. Faithfulness creates emotional security, relational stability, generational continuity, and communal trust. When people know they are safe, truly safe, they open up, they invest, they take relational risks, they grow. Faithfulness creates the environment where life can flourish. Unfaithfulness erodes it, slowly at first, then completely. It replaces safety with suspicion, connection with guardedness. We live in a culture that often normalizes unfaithfulness, not always physically, but emotionally, digitally, imaginatively. Relationships are treated as flexible. Commitment is seen as negotiable. Desire is elevated as ultimate. But this leads to fragmentation. People long for connection, but fear vulnerability. They seek intimacy, but avoid commitment. They desire closeness, but resist the cost it requires. The result is instability. The seventh commandment offers a different vision. Not repression, but rootedness. Not denial of desire, but direction of it. Faithfulness today looks like guarding your heart and mind. Like setting boundaries that protect trust. Like investing in your relationship intentionally, even when it feels routine. Like being honest when struggles arise rather than hiding them. Seeking accountability, inviting others into your growth. Choosing commitment when emotions fluctuate. Faithfulness is not a one-time decision. It is a daily practice, a repeated yes to covenant. This commandment can feel heavy for those who have experienced or participated in broken trust. But scripture also offers grace. In John 8, Jesus meets a woman caught in adultery. He does not condemn her, but he does not excuse the behavior either.
Go and sin no more.
Grace restores dignity. Truth calls for transformation. Flourishing is still possible, but it requires honesty, repentance, and rebuilding. Trust can be restored, though slowly. Healing can come, though not instantly. The seventh commandment is not about restriction. It is about invitation. Invitation into deeper trust, stronger relationships, greater stability, and lasting joy. Faithfulness is not easy. It requires discipline, awareness, humility, and sometimes sacrifice. But it is life-giving. It creates a world where people can rely on one another, where promises mean something, where love can grow deep rather than remain surface level. And that is a world where flourishing becomes possible. You shall not commit adultery. Not because desire is wrong, but because trust is sacred. Not because God wants to limit joy, but because he wants to protect it. Faithfulness is the soil where love grows deep. And when love grows deep, life grows strong. Strong enough to endure seasons, strong enough to carry weight, strong enough to flourish. Father, teach us to be faithful in a world that celebrates fleeting desire. Shape our hearts, guide our choices, and strengthen our commitments. May our lives reflect your steadfast love, and may our faithfulness create spaces where others can flourish. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.